Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
Shorty in the whip, staring at the hoo blow. See, we in the six, same color Nuvo. Shorty got the stick, Honda, Tudo. Talking like she white, how she can do more. I just wanna be mommy, uno. From Lip at the beach, with Papi, Chulo. We ball harder, we stay rock. We ice skate like we play hockey. Everything great, attitude cocky. It's all laid out, Apollo rock. In and out of state, move like a trucker. Ask about him, he a wild motherfucker. New York snowman, he's so frosty. That's your bro, get it off ball. We at the ball, fish sauce, team full of killers. Don't ever cross me. Niggas wanna toss me off and soft. Cause I'm in the bins of the 6 for the car.
Let's go. I set it off, I don't gotta let it off. There's something on my chest, I'ma get it off. Hoes wearing clothes, go and get them off. Bring your girlfriends, we gon' hit them all. Black on black thing, German engineering.
Let me help you visualize the words you're hearing.
I'm a fly nigga, airborne. Pop, you can hear, but don't hear wrong. You can't steer wrong, put a right path. Adding your bitch is what I call a right math. Audi or the Lincoln, or the D-Class. Or the manual, I pull up in that 3 fast. All me cash, I can spin it quick. No my, yeah, I can spin it quick. She can spin it quick, but the benefit? It's the Tony Sands, and it's been a hit.
Thousands, hundreds of thousands, so Now, but how does it affect, like, your studying, and then you got to go do shows and you go into the studio? How do you go around all that?
Definitely with seniors, so I don't have that much, you know. It's like staying a spring. I'm kind of chilling right now. But I guess otherwise, it's just trying to balance everything. And, I took the last semester off. I had enough credits so I could graduate a semester early. So I took the last semester off and then came back this semester to finish up. So I had, like, we had, like, a month off for Christmas break. So that was when I recorded, like mostly everything.
Now, you also went to film, bro, right? You did a little
about
your hood.
Really, I want to, like, some of them start working next year, like, doing, like, an actual, like, a regular job. I mean, yeah, like, an office job or whatever. So I want to get all my creative kind of energy out before I graduated. So, yeah, I made a documentary over the summer that kind of highlights what's going on in Southwest Houston. Because there's a lot of, you know, like, whenever I would come back home for, like, breaks and stuff, there would be, you know, somebody else got shot, somebody else died, or somebody else got locked up. And so I kind of wanted to show what was going on that side of the city. And it kind of just took off. I'm actually more so interested in doing, like films, like, not documentaries, but, like, you know, stories, like fiction. But that was my first project.
Now, what made you, like, you know, get that deep? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because when brothers want to show the real and the truth about what goes on in the hood, you know, there's people that tend to criticize us about showing the real. Did you get any of that when your film was released?
Yeah, after it came out, there's a lot of different, you know, oh, it's not that bad, or it's not, you know, whatever. It was more criticism, but I think overwhelmingly it was just, like, you know, positive. It was, like, you know, people were, like, kind of happy that somebody kind of showed what was going on. It was also cool because people were, like, wow, like, how did you, you know, because people were showing me, you know, all sorts of things and in the movie, and they're, like, wow, how do they trust you, and how do they, like, how do you even get in touch with people? Like, you know, show you what was up. But I think, like, after I left Houston, like, to go to school, I always kind of had, like, my finger on the pulse. I always stayed with the same. I had the same friend. I've had some of the same friends since, like, elementary school. So I was able to kind of just keep in touch with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, the mixtape, this LP, is called Perfect Attendance, right?
Yeah.
What you feel that you bring a different to this than, like, you know, on the other cats out there that's bringing to the industry right now?
That's true. And I think that my main, I mean, I think I was trying to, you know, tell a story. And I think I have a unique story. Now, so I think, you know, I mean, obviously a lot of people rap, but I'm not going to say I have the best flow yet or have the best whatever. I think I have a lot of good stories. And I have just a good story in general. Like, I was able to, you know, scale up in Houston and, like, saw a lot of my friends go a different route. And I was able to just, you know, kind of with the school thing and use that as a way to get out of the neighborhood challenge.
No doubt. You got the joint Malcolm, man. What was your inspiration behind that when you wrote that?
It was cool. It was like I had one of my friends had a little Malcolm X quote that he sent me. That was like actually it was an audio and I played it there on the track. It was like it was kind of cool. It made me think about a lot of, like, you know, I study economics at Harvard, but I think into, like, classes in African American studies and different things like that. And I just wanted to talk about some issues. Like, I think one of them, I was like, oh, I never learned about Marcus Garvey until I got to, you know, Harvard. Like, they don't teach that in, like, school. It's like, why? Like, people just learn about, like, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. But, like, there's so many, and I guess, like, Rosa Parks. But there's so many different people, like, Stokely Carmichael, Marcus Garvey, W.E. Du Bois, like, Booker T. Washington, who you don't even learn about.
That's what's up. We're going to get into the song Malcolm. You know what I mean? We in the building with the homie, man. He definitely doing big things. Let's do it.
Too black, too white. What is it supposed to mean?
Well, you know what I mean.
Look here. There are 30 million black folks in America. That means there's 30 million ways to be black.
Be black.
This is for the left out, those who were kept out, who take care of the kids that the fake man step out. For society, I wonder why you lied to me. I'd like to see equality instead of this hypocrisy. This for all the people who are hardly in school. I never learned about Marcus Garvey in school. I wonder why. And every time I walk by, I get stopped by the cops. Man, I swear they got the wrong guy. Just for all the working class idolizing Birkin bags, spending all your cash, then you gon' stay working class. Used to be you had to be a thug to rap. But Drake and Gambino said enough for that. Got friends selling dope, living life dead broke. I left home, but I gotta come back. And sometimes I don't know how to react. It's like they try to teach you how to be black. If they say you're not black enough or that you act white, chances are that they gotta be whack. If Bush can fix the levees, now they steady. Barack bring the economy back. And sometimes I don't know how to react. It's like they try to teach you how to be black.
This is for the hood folks that shortchange and do more. Me and Dom found a topic, making new floors. The slum hung in some conundrums that grew poor. There were a few doors, like a two-door. We flew the coop to find a few more. So now, it's back to the future. Cause when that coop come through, tell me who you root for and who lord the rule boys. Oh yes, you choose us. Grew up ain't no screw-ups. If you knew us, we some gritty geeks. School with the booties from the sewer, nigga, shit is deep. What you all about? Run your mouth with them witty tweets. We about to run the towns, going down while your city sleep. Yep, we underground on these clowns like WikiLeaks. Plan remain the same, change the game, new symmetry. Cracking backpack, rap tracks is kinda gimmicky. Plus we visibly, far better than them lyrically. Killer beast, on a low we blow. Do you get the breeze? Catch our drift as we lift to a different speed. Take the choirs higher when we preach, it's like they hit the weed. Talking all this shit, cause our homies never get to speak. And tell Jabbar that time and his mind gon' get him free. If they think it's a song, then they gon' see eventually new outcomes for Malcolm in the 21st century. New outcomes for Malcolm in the 21st century.
Me and L hooked up on this Harvard shit. Fuck Hooper, hit the books and get a scholarship. Niggas looting on some wannabe a ball of shit. Who run the world, corporations and conglomerates. Listen close, I know some folks who jack and kill niggas. So it's weird being here with these Jack and Jill niggas. Nigga, wait, hit the H, fuck with real niggas. No matter how far you come, they say you still niggas. Cause we go to school in this Ivy League shit. You might think it's cool to think we elitist. If you don't believe in shit, just believe this. We ain't changed all that much since Leisman and Regis. Time to realize all these folks' dreams. Malcolm, Garvey, Stokely, Dr. King, Megan Evers, Rosa Parks, man, nah, I mean, but we too focused on all these frivolous things. New outcomes for Malcolm in this 21st century. I hope that they don't censor me. The poor and black essentially just seem to be perpetually in jail or killed potentially. People die. Have you heard of Emmett? The hood is just a recipe for trouble on the double. Far from subtle, it's a struggle. Can we end it? Maybe one day, someday, eventually. Politicians always tripping, don't make sense to me. Abernathy made me happy, may he rest in peace. New outcomes for Malcolm in this 21st century. Yeah. New outcomes for Malcolm in this 21st century.
Trying to take advantage of what the government says it's supposed to be is, then that black man should kill that dog or any two-legged dog. Who fixed the dog on?
Should other black men help that particular person who was attacked?
I think you'll find, sir, that there will come a time when black people wake up and become intellectually independent enough to think for themselves. As other humans are intellectually independent enough to think for themselves, then the black man will think like a black man, and he will feel for other black people. And this new thinking and feeling will cause black people to stick together. And then at that point, you'll have a situation where when you attack...
Yeah, we're in the building. Dollar Barry in the building. Your name is different, man. Is that your real name, or did you...
Yeah, that's my real name. It's just African.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So do you have... You're from Africa yourself?
Yeah, I live in Nigeria until I was like 6, and I moved to Southwest Houston.
Now, how was that change to come from Nigeria to the hood, to Texas? I mean, I know probably this hood's in Nigeria, but it's probably a little different than living in, you know, a hood in America. Or is it the same?
I mean, it's definitely very different. Cause like, I mean, I don't have that many memories since I was 6, but it was a military dictatorship. It's like the president, like whatever was this guy who was like a dictator, it was the military. And there's like gutters and like the light. That was the biggest thing. It was electricity. Like the electricity wasn't reliable. Like you might have the light might be on for like, you know, I don't know, like a few hours a day. Like it might come off. Yeah. So that, I mean, that was a big difference. But then when I got to, like, Houston, I don't know, it was cool. It was different. Houston's just such a cool city, like, the culture and everything. Like, even though, even my hood is just, like, the culture, like, everyone, it's kind of a sense, like, you know, while I'm from Houston.
No doubt. I got some homies out there too, man, so I know how it is. You know, you did a lot of joints with a lot of cats out there. Now, you know, you hooked up with the Texas Boys. Well, how was that? You know, what was the inspiration for the song that y'all did?
I mean, it was cool. Everyone was really listening to Big Pimpin'. Like, Big Pimpin' was like a big deal to Houston. Because, like, people in Houston have, like, you know, messed with UGK. You know, mm-hmm. since the very beginning, but like when they got on the record with Jay-Z, who was like the biggest rapper at the time, it like really, you know, brought people, you know, to start to look at Houston, to look at you know, UGK, like before, and this is before like Ill Tip, before 2004, and so that line, you know, now what y'all know about the Texas Boys, always kind of just stuck in my head, and I told this guy DJ Cho, who's like, you know, has a lot of buzz in Houston. He's a producer and rapper. I'm like, oh, can you flip that? That's like a beat. And so he took it, and it sounded really nice. So I just reached out to a lot of people. Like, ESG is like a legend out in Houston. And I was shooting a movie at the time, not a documentary, like a film that's going to come out. Like, this, you know, like, this kind of still being edited right now. But it'll probably come out, be done in like a few months. But ESG, he had, you know, made a cameo in that movie. And so I reached out to him. And then DJ Chose, I always liked his, you know, GHOs, I like his music, and I reached out to Maxo Cream, who I think he's really, and like, Dope Beezy too. This guy, Young Vaughn, it's like guys who are really, like, I guess, buzzing in Houston, like, I think they're, like, you know, really next up.
Okay, no doubt. So, you know, now growing up, and who are some of your influences, you know, because you grew up in Houston, Texas, so you've been around the screw music, you've been around a lot of all kind of music, so who influenced you in the game?
I would say, like, Tupac a lot. I mean, no, he's not from Houston. He's just, like, everyone loves Pac.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember I listened to him so much when I was growing up. Like, his voice and just how he really was able to show, like, his emotion through his music. Like, not even what he was saying, but how he was saying it. Like, he would just say anything and you just feel it. And then, obviously, like, school. I got really into school, actually. So this movie I ended up shooting in Houston. It's like kind of like, I feel like they're wearing a lot of, you know, like growing up, there was like Boys in the Hood and like Manson Society, and all these kind of like cautionary tales, but also just like stories about like growing up, you know, in urban black areas. And like nowadays, you don't see movies like that anymore. And so I kind of want to make a movie that was in that kind of canon, like in that kind of vein. But when I was shooting this movie, the first scene of the movie takes place in the screw shop in Houston. Because in Houston, they just moved locations. In Houston, the screw shop, they just sell all these, you know, screw tapes, like the original, like, DJ screw tapes. And so I was down there, so I got, you know, in the scene, the characters are buying some screw tapes, and I bought some screw tapes with, because I'm not as first listening to screw, I never really listened to, like, the original screw tapes. And so really more recently I got into, like, screw, like, well, not, like, just trying to shoot, like, the original DJ screw. You know, he had, like, 240-something, like, tapes of stuff that he put out while he was alive. So that influenced me. I put some of that stuff, like, sampled it. So Tupac, I guess. I mean, and nowadays, really, like, Drake. Like, I said that in the track, you know, like, Drake and Gambino, whatever. But, like, Drake really, because, like, he's kind of changed. Like, he, you know, rap was all about being macho. And, like, you know, back in the 90s, it was like, you have to be a thug to rap. Like, I said that in that track. You have to be a thug to rap. Like, I, you know, a lot of my friends, like, I think back to, like, the kids I hung out with in middle school and, like, the kids I ate lunch with. A lot of them, you know, are, like, locked up for, like, you know, serious crimes now, like, you know, like, murder and stuff. But, like, a lot of them, like, some of them were thugs. Like, I was never, you know, I was always in the books. Like, you know how I was them? I was always still in the books. And so I don't consider myself a thug, I think, at all, obviously. So I go to Harvard, right? But, like I like it, you know, I like the fact that Drake kind of, you know, even though he has the whole start from the bottom thing, he's still, you know, people think of Drake, they think of Degrassi, and they think of, like, he grew up in, like, a suburban neighborhood. And, like, you know, Charles Gambino, his, like, stereotype is not that he's, like, hard. I think I like that, you know, nowadays it's not like you have to come to have a criminal record. You have to, you know, you have to get shot 9 times to rap. I mean, I did get shot when I was 16, but, like, that was, you know, not some thug stuff. So I like the idea that now, like, you can, you know, so Dre really influences me because, like, he was a top of the rap game. And, like, Kanye, too, because, like, those are dudes who like, people, you know, they really broke the mold of, like, you know, the 90s was, like, DMX, Tupac. Like, you had to, you know, you had to have, you had to get shot a certain number of times. You had to commit a certain number of crimes to really be a rapper. And now it's like, it doesn't matter. It's just like, can you spin? Like, Kendrick Lamar, for example, like, he doesn't, he's down some hard, he's down some gangster stuff. He's on some, like, you know.
No doubt. No doubt. You're right. And I love Kendrick Lamar's joint. And it's real.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into this, definitely we're going to get into this joint, Texas Boys. And then I'm going to come back to you, and I definitely wanted to touch on to you when you did get shot, because you got a deep story. So when we get back, we're going to come back and kick it a little more. We got my man Dollar Mario in the building. Beef Stew Radio, it's your man DJ Big Stu. You know we always play the stars. We got Texas Boys with my man Dollar Mario in the building. Check it out. This joint hot. Let's do it.
That's it. It's the West. You on the dub.
RP COY, RP the 4, RP the 6. You know what's up, Matthew on the news, yeah, it's blowing up. Take a little taste, let me slow it up. Do some fingers if you feel it, gonna throw it up. Boys out here shooting, man. Fuck Lex, hit the West part of moving, man. You know if you think guns will make you a man. The product kind of so you gotta chop a school it, man. See the Southwest like the Wild West. Boys got flex when they gotta ride best. Gun pop, gunshots when the sun drop. That's a whole lot of shit to digest. Me and Steve in the West, I believe it's, and that was where I first got a taste of this shit. Boys on the block, went to pass for and hopping on the players who created this shit. Glad I made it out with a scholarship. Every night I hear another nigga die and shit. Man, Chief, Papa, CTOY and shit. Mark Brees, C. Lee, Demasiano said. United we stand, divided we fall. Delete all the beef, it's dividing us all. Just left home, so I'm having a draw. So when I come to where I'm from, no, I got to ball. A. Lee, Codeine, in the whip, so me and boys think we don't want to withdraw. No sip, Codeine, we ride so clean that whip just got to crawl. Time to chill with all these killings and be there for all the children. Show support to all the women. Yo, of course we in the building. What's up?
Damalari, what up, nigga?
What up, shows?
See niggas know I'm from that state. Either they real or they fake. Flipping that shit to make you gain weight. Nigga, that's perfect, that ain't great. Unless you talk about that God. Niggas got dreams of being that star. Stashing they rent off in that jar. Trying to pit
foes on that car.
Where that winter feel like summer. And that summer feel like hell. Real niggas dead or in jail. Better off dead, niggas, you tell. My brother Chuck, see, on lock. And ain't stopping till he free. My nigga living like he free. Commissary sitting on the G. Clutch City, nigga. Everybody tryna win. Niggas that get out the pen, hit a lick, go back again. I got niggas on that Southwest, niggas on that outside. Niggas always fuck with me. You ain't lying around if you outside. I be jamming DJ Screw. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Great take, nigga. Don't touch that radio in my ride. We originated that shit. Them niggas want our shine. Them niggas said we country. It's clear to see that they lie. Texas, nigga. I be in A-League, smoke dot. Whip good, but the 84 smoke got. Cut dub in a whole lot of perk pot. Know what I'm saying, they don't know what I'm talking about. Hold up, me and my brody, Dumbalari. Push one start, no car key. Bopping hoes like, who are we? I'm Young Bunny Thunder, just YV. I be on that West, baby. Well, this, baby, my second home. But I'm no CO4-leader. This is real, blowing Cali strong. Ain't no hoe in me. I keep it OG. Perp overflowing, diamond shot so hard that them bitches hurt me. This not gang Texas, but we worldwide. In Colorado, snowboarding, giving high five. Live, but up in that ace, a whole new game, man. Texas boys coming down on things. Strong bangs, taking hella change. Young Bunny Thun, I say making noise. What you know about, they don't know about them Texas boys. From Southwest and outside, man, we do it large. Whole world is my boulevard, definition of coming hard.
Texas boy, but I was born in the booth. Home of the slab in the two-door coupe. First 48, we scared to shoot. Ray Lewis took me 52, huh? No roof, yes, I'm a dog. Cup stay muddy, yes, I'm a hoe. South side, that's where I'm at. Swing and bang, yeah, I'm talking about the leg. That's the paint, that's the foes. That's the bopper, that's the hoes. Land of the trio, no million-dollar deal. Independent, still get that dough. R.I.P. to Pimp C, Big Mo. Screw Pat, how can we get my V.O.? O.G., no Atari. E.N.C., yes, Dom Malari. Hey,
sorry. Stay upset. 2K13 still throwing up set. Ain't nothing changed. Still swing and bang. Yeah, coming down. Paint still dripping wet. Bitch, I wreck. Hit a nigga hard with my Texas Tech. Yeah, nigga. Paint man and talk straight to the neck. Yes, I'm a fool with my damn Pyrex. Just that shit that the boys love. Stop like a real nigga still a thug. Fuck y'all boys that don't show love. Down south, we started that club. Stole our swag, we want it back. Screwed up clip, what you know about that? Sex stole to that CNC. Freaked out king, nigga, half a kid, what?
Shit ain't 100 back to form part, nigga. Tell what 10 we has again, nigga. Three little Jordans. Forever, never, not sober. The city of double cuppers. We beefing this text, then motherfuck you, your sister, your brother. Take your mother, slutter, then gutter, then fuck her, dump her, then dump her. Pull over and dump the rubbers. I'm one crazy motherfucker. Burn rubber, then roll a blunt up. That crinkly gang, what I throw up like vomit. But me, no vomit. Just rock his ass, throws in comments. Like astral quotation commas, Madonna's the lines they snorting. I'm killing these kids, abortions, bitten reckless. Nigga, take caution. That yellow tape, that recaution is why I'm keeping the carcass. Just me and Lindo Lamarcus. That kush be smelling like farting. Bullseye for the cash I'm darting. Full off with bread, niggas starving. You rap niggas gay like Marvin. Bad transmission, don't get me started. High niggas be hella fake and hoes be hella jank. I just give the world my wiener. Come suck on my ballpark frank. Fuck all of you bitch ass niggas. We boxing, shooting the shank. Kill all of you bitch ass niggas. Drop your hood with an army tank. And I'm off that dank, nigga.
Dollar Nari, what's good, my nigga?
Green, 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 green.
No beef. Hey! Southeast Houston, I'm a Texas nigga. Where's Buick or Lack? No Lexus, nigga. It's dirty in the game, no infectious, nigga. My paper stacking pockets looking like Tetris, nigga. We the city, Kiki said don't mess with nigga. And out of town to talk shit, but respect your nigga. They won't check a nigga, so they steal the slang. Screaming at the trill, boy, use the lane. You get a deal for fame, we get a deal for change. Get in the South, we independent, word to rap a lot. Word to rec shop, word to switch the house. And word to every real nigga who cracked the lock. And open up the doors for every Houston artist. And I don't give a fuck if you's retarded. On the ones and twos out in Texas, nigga. Everybody right here knows screw the hardest. Coding capital, Houston, Orleans, where we keep two cups of promethazine. Glaze my switcher with some sticky lean. Now my blunt look like it came from Krispy Kreme. I pull up sideways and the whip was green. My head rest looking like a TV hoe. I'm in the backseat, got a fat suite and a black free. Giving head while I'm watching TV shows. Hating ass niggas hate to see me blow. Mad cause they bitch pay to see me flow. And everybody claim they a CEO. I swear they fake ass rappers so TV4. And if you ain't know about them Texas boys, I tell you one thing that you need to know. That if you come into my city looking for the hottest, then I guarantee they tell you it's so busy, hoe. And I'm gone.
Friday came to at the every boy's club. I'm a nigga, big ass hoe. Said it's everybody's music.
Yes, yes, yes. Beef Stew Radio, Dollar Marby, excuse me.
Dollar Marby.
I got my blunt in my mouth, so you know, I'm keeping it real. But, you know, what I want to ask you, man, is, now, you said you got shot, but, you know, now you, so that means, you know, you was you into the hood things, or was you just at the
hood? It was always my friends, like, I was always into that, like, I'll say, when I was, like, I think about, like, when I look around, like, in first grade, like, if I'm back in middle school now, like, in, you know, seventh, eighth grade, I'm thinking about who I was sitting in lunch table with, it was all those people, really. And, like, some family friends, too. And so, you know, they might have been into it, but I was always kind of one step removed. And so I guess one time one of my friends, he was, like, he's a blood, he got shot at a party. And cause, I mean, I used to think, just because I was, like, even though I wasn't involved in it, I used to always think I would get shot just because I was paranoid and because I always go to parties, and parties would always just typically end with, like, you know, fights and, like, a lot. I mean, sometimes shootings, but, like, these parties are always going to fight and stuff. So I used to be worried, like, you know, be worried about that a little bit. But, one day, I guess one of my friends, it's like a family friend, he had got shot at a party, and I was in town, like, I was visiting him. It was like I was 16, so it was like a while ago. Not a while, it was like in high school. So I was visiting him. He was a boy, he got shot at a party, so me and my family were visiting him, and he's like, oh, you know, I know who shot me, I'm gonna shoot him, I'm gonna kill him. And so me and my family were like, well, I was like, you know, whatever. And so he was like, yeah, he took the gun out. He was like, you know, he was like showing us and like passing around or whatever. He was about to put the gun back, and I was like, he was playing with it a lot. Like, so I was like, oh, make sure it's on safety. He's like, it is. And he pointed, he pulled the trigger and just went out. So it wasn't like from the game, like from the gun, like, you know, Grand Theft Auto type stuff. It was just like, it was being a fool.
did it push you, like, to want to go to, like, college even more, like, after it happened to you?
Oh, yeah, my parents were always, like, college was always, you know, the plan. But after that, it just kind of made me confident, like, I can't be around that kind of stuff, really. Because, like, I always had good grades, always, like, you know, college, all that stuff was never a question. And, you know, I used to, like, I did think I was going to get shy and stuff, because, like, I was, you know, parties and stuff would get crazy, but it kind of made me know, like, I have to really, like, you know, after that, my friends like, oh, you're never going to his house again. And I haven't been to his house since. But, yeah, like, it was just, like, a moment I was like, oh, I can't, you know, I can't be around it. Like, even if those are my friends, you know, I have to make sure I keep my distance.
Smart man. Now you got the joint Stay. What was the inspiration on that joint right there?
Stay. I was like, I got out like a. So after I did the, I was like, you know, a lot of relationships get like. So college, a lot of times accelerates relationships. Where like, you know, because you're living in the same. Like it's like you're in a living together basically, right? And so it's like you're in like a much more. Like you might start dating somebody, and. You know, within like 6 months, within 6 months, you are where you would be at in like 2 years, and like in the real world. Because like in the real world, it's like, oh, we're gonna like you meet, you date. It's like, oh, you know, we're gonna move in together. Like, all right, maybe you've been together or whatever. But since college is so close, and you see each other all the time. Like all your friends and stuff are there. It's just like it really accelerates relationships. I was like a little track about like relationships, like from the perspective. You know, there's like a little truth to it. There's some truth to it, but I don't wanna, you know, just like a track about. Relationships, really. I mean, it's just the story of a relationship over the course of a couple of years. And it's just like that I got in my relationship.
All right. My man Domilari in the building. He got the hot joint, hot mixtape, perfect attendance. This joint right here is Stay. Y'all make sure. This is your man DJ Big Stu, Big Stu Radio. You know how we do it. We do it real big all the time. Let's get into this joint right here. You hear me?
Yeah. Man, you know how relationships be in college, man. It's like, man, I don't even know. Yeah. Your eyes puffy, you've been crying for me, and I'm lucky to have someone who rides for me. Been a couple years, you shed a couple tears, but through and through you and my boo, you're my lovely dear. Although I love you, gotta say goodbye. Been too many times that I done made you cry. I can't stay, I can't stay, I can't stay with you. Although I love all these nights that I lay with you. I say I got your nose, I really love to play with you. But I suppose I won't spend another day with you. What the future holds, I really can't say. All I know is that I really can't stay. I'm a sophomore and you a freshman. School got you feeling real down there and depressed, man. But you say this romance is so refreshing. Wait, what the hell is this? You say you might be pregnant. I'm 19 with life dreams of nice things, like sightseeing. Quick trip on a nice weekend. And I don't really mean to be so selfish, but a kid at 19, that would be so hellish. Plus my brother just got murdered and shit. The timer really couldn't be worse than the shit. So you drop it, say it was a false alarm. Guess I got a guardian angel, lucky charm. After spring break, I'm calm and restored. While I was on the beach, you just got an abortion. Some silly games, can't believe that I played. But after the abortion, can't believe that you stayed. Tears rolling down your cheek again. It's junior year, I say I'm gonna leave again. Your friends are like, what the fuck do you see in him? And mine are like, she a whore, she gonna creep again. I really felt like the fool of the month. How you fuck like three other dudes in a month? I can't lie, shit, I ain't been perfect. But all the shit that you had did made me feel so worthless. I'm in your room, your wrists are covered in blood. So much blood, like I discovered a flood. I pray to God that this will pass. I take all of your razors, throw them in the trash. Now your roommate's tripping, she stay tripping. Who's right, who's wrong, it's the same difference. I know I can act cold and mean. We really been through too much to be only teens. Wouldn't say half the mean shit that I say. If it wasn't for the fact that at the end of the day, I know you'll stay. Yeah. After all the breakup, just the makeup shit, it really seems like this one is legit. Who's this new dude with you and all these pics? Kinda seems like you moved on awful quick.
say your old girl got somebody new. And if I wanted, I could have somebody too. But I really don't want to force it, of course it hurts. This dude on your arm like a purse. You text and say you still love me and shit. That your new man soft, wag, ugly and shit. You wanna get back together, but you're scared. At the end of the day, the love loses to fear. And it was a rough couple of years. Whenever you need me, know that I'll be there. Relationships can be tough and swayed. While we play all those stupid ass games that we played, we should've stayed. We should've stayed. We should've stayed.
Radio, man, we in the building. Domino Army in the building, man, with the fly joint. That joint right there is really nice, man. Really
thank
flat
you,
right
I
there. Now,
heart.
I want you to tell people, man, where they can get your music and how they can keep up with you, man.
Cool. So, I mean, I, on Twitter, DSONOIKI, as in, end of November, you'll find me on Twitter, DSONOIKI. Then I'm using like Dap Hit and live mixtapes as well. So I also you just Google, there's not that many Dama Lar, there's not that many Dama Lares in the world. So if you Google D A M I L A R E, it'll come up. Dama Lare, Perfect Attendance is just Dama Lare, it'll come up. I also have a website, DamaLare.com, so it's everything on there as well.
All right, man. I want to thank you for being on the show, brother. Your mixtape is hot. Perfect Attendance. Definitely go out there. We co-signing. You've been co-signed by a lot of big DJs anyway already. So, you know, that's what's up. Definitely Domilari in the building. Want to thank you, man. We're going to go out playing a couple of your joints, man. We're going to play Crew Love, I think that is. That's what it's called, Crew Love.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to play My Way Home. Before I go out, I want to ask you on My Way Home, what was that, man? What was that about?
It was just like just the same thing. Like, whenever I go home, you know, even now, I don't have to go on. I'm on Twitter, so I follow people back home. So I really started getting on Twitter like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I follow people back home because I did that documentary. Like, a lot of people, you know, I follow people who are, you know, in the, you know, in Houston, like in the streets or whatever. I just, just in March, like, two people from that whole area, Southwest Houston, Ailey, you know, the spot where everyone called it, got killed. Like, two kids that were in, like, high school, you know, like, little, you know, 18, 17, 18-year-olds got killed. Like, some do at the beginning of the month, some do at the end of the month. It's like, every time I go home, you know, it's, like, some more bad news, which is, that's what made me do the documentary, because I was trying to figure out, you know, I'm hardly ever home, so I'm always at school. So, you know, how can I kind of show what's going on or, like, do something about it? And so, you know, there's that line of the end, like, that sample, that track of samples, like, you know, it might not be such a bad idea if I never go home again. So it's like, sometimes I kind of think that, like, cause I think that's where, you know, I got shot when I was in Houston, and then, you know, there was some, with the documentary, the cops kind of wanted to, you know, felt a certain way about the documentary because it showed all these things that were going on. So, like, I was looking on follow-up with the documentary, and the cops kind of, you know, try to, you know, mess with me, basically. And so even, you know, I've never got to a car accident before. And I got into, like, a pretty bad car accident in December, no, like, January or so. So I was like, my parents, they're scared to death. Every time I come back home, you know, I got shot. Like, I'm really not home that much, but every time I come back home, so, you know, I got shot, I got this car accident, and I got, you know, cops kind of try to, you know, mess with me. So, you know, it's like idea. Like, it might not be so bad idea if I never go home again.
All right. That's what's up, man. Well, once again, thank you, bro. Keep doing your thing. You know what I mean? Every time you got something, man, you bring it down to us, man. We're going to show you love on that. You know what I mean?
That's right, man. Appreciate it.
So we're going to get into this joint, man. You know, my way home. And we're going to rock a couple of your joints, man. Once again, Domilari in the building, Beef Stew Radio. Check him out. Check out his website. You got any more films, anything before we get into this joint you want people to look out for?
Oh, yeah. It's the movie Trapped. It's coming out in, look for it in 2013 sometime. Trapped. It's going to be hot.
All right. Make sure you get that joint to us, family. All right?
For sure.
Let's do it.
All right. Peace.
Yeah, they say home
is where the heart is. My home is where darkness prevails. Just a few details to start it. Southwest Houston, now a worse hood. Boy, I seen a few shootings round Kirkwood. It hurt good. Girlfriends turn to baby mamas. Talk a shit, turn to crazy drama. Don't listen to our parents. It's time that they remind us to stay out the streets. Guns ain't hard to reach, 9 millis are obsolete. We got to teach, the pastor got to preach, but even he lying cheap. Teenagers all deceased, boys killing each other for shoes or just to get paid. Don't you know there's things in life more important than jade? It's like a curse, each time it gets worse. Got shot, got arrested, feeling like I dodged a hearse. Car accident made me wanna write a verse. I see my mama out of work, it really hurts like Kanye. Me and Steve were on the highway, cars crashing into us, I guess it wasn't our day. Think of all this drama, make me wanna call my mama and say,
might not be such a bad idea if I never hugged, never went home again.
Now this morning, a man was shot and killed during a fight between groups said to be affiliated with the same gang. This happened last night at the A-League Amity Park near Leroy Clark Stadium. Witnesses tell police there were several people in the parking lot when the bullets started flying. A man was shot in the head and later died at the hospital.
Police say a man and a woman had his dodged bullets overnight as they left the Southwest Houston bar. It was about 2 o'clock this morning that someone shot at their truck and hit and killed the female passenger. The driver pulled into Sharpstown Mall and called for help. He told police he did not see where the shots came from. So far, police have no motive for that seemingly random shooting.
Yeah, it is Hustle Hard Houston with Amir Diamond, schooling them boys, and you are now tuned in to Damilari's Perfect Attendance. Class is officially in session. Let's get it.
Yeah, one time for the crew love. Man, your girl gave the crew love. I'm just kidding, man, I'm too much. Shit, I like my music screwed up. Southwest of that H-Town. Dubs up all the way now. West up till I lay down. L-A-A all the way down. I guess I kinda know what Harvey gets us. My mom still got my Harvey letter. I remember when I got the shit. Financial aid, full scholarship. That college shit demolished it. I know my mama proud of it. At times I doubted it, but then I snapped out of it. And I can tell you what Harvey gets you. A strange sense of guilt that seems to never really let you forget how privilege can do the opposite of set you free and make you feel like you just got to be a doctor, lawyer, what everybody else is see. Gravitate to wealth but navigate it carefully. But shit, smoke weed under star projectors, cause who needs Harvey when you got the fucking Carter with you? The men in suits, if they see it, then they gotta get you. Any other school, man, they won't even bother with you. The guilt that comes with privilege, the privilege of guilt. Embarrassment of riches, everything designed to silk. Rhyming words, saying everything I kinda feel. Graduate and get paid, shit, I might as well. Yeah, but options become distractions and kind supersedes passion. So plotting become distracting when classes become a fashion. The selecting a profession, it really can be so stressing. I'm hoping that it progresses with time. With God's grace, you'll do better than fine. I figure I could do better than rhyme, and we could all do better than pine. For dreams, sacrifice for cream that don't mean shit, cause we ain't got the time. Spend it. Do you love it or you just pretend it? Man, either way, I'll listen. Man, I got a lot of friends who fuck with me. Some who used to ride the bus with me. And I don't know why they put up with me. Man, I guess it's just good luck, you see. Yeah, man, they grew up in the age with me. Type of people who will hold me down and pray with me. Since I was 6, I've been tight with Steve. Come to the age, it's a sight to see. Yeah, man, just try and get our degrees. That crew love and that sweet tooth is everything that you need. The crew.
Genesis, my Exodus, my Leviticus. Niggas die daily, what's the benefit? Little kids get guns and then get to killing shit. Damn, ain't that some stupid nigga shit? This is my opening passage. I see my brother get blasted. 22 years was how long his life lasted. Got me asking God why his life's so tragic. I wanna talk to him, but they put some chalk to him, and he ain't alive no more. Can we stop killing each other, start healing each other, so we ain't gotta die no more? My mama got laid off, my homie slinging weight, dog. Why can't I prevent this shit? But since I can't prevent it, I guess I gotta vent and do my best to document this shit. My mama called me at 5, said our house had got robbed. I can tell she been crying for a bit. Got me asking why, God, I swear this can't be life, dog, cause I've been dying for a bit. And riddle the truth, but some Skittles and juice. Is a black man dead in the street? I'm feeling aloof, you probably feeling it too. Cause the next victim's you or me. Cops stop being asked to see ID. Man, what the fuck, I don't belong. They pat me down and frisk me. Got me feeling filthy, I had to put it down in a song. Forget due process, today you just decide. And if the victim's black, then the killing's justified. Neighborhood cop, a neighborhood watch. It doesn't matter, you ain't coming out alive. Media told me that I should know my place. Sell drugs, fuck around and catch a case. You get a bid to see the grave, but work minimum wage or sign up as a recruit and join a base. You read the free Wi-Fi, then free Mumia, free Boosie, then free Troy Davis. Rather yell free the shooter than RIP the victim. I hope you got this on your playlist. You got 20 pairs of Jordans, but you about to get evicted. If they serve you in the morning, tell me which shoe are you living. All the shit I see got me losing my religion. If there really is a God, why the devil always winning? Got shot when I was 16, then someone got arrested. Took a break from school, so I'm gone for the semester. What good is Mrs. Wright if you mistreat or neglect a man? If you don't treat her right, someone else will treat her better. Yeah. Grew up in Houston on the southwest side. Nowadays we call it the SWAT. A-Leaf Claudine and Derry Ashford. That was my motherfucking block. Watching TV in the morning when my mama left the crib. Roaches in the kitchen swarming, got me wishing I was rich, man. Bullets hit the crib and I was just a kid. But I'm the man of the house, mama can't see me scared. She can't see me scared. Seen life from both sides, the broke and the elite. Shed tears from both eyes and rose to my feet. Phone call from back home, it's not looking too sweet. I swear to God, man, my family gotta eat. How many more folks are they gon' kill? Emmett Martin, Trayvon Till. Switch the name, it's all the same. I swear ain't nothing really changed. It got me feeling really strange. That little boy is really maimed. Yeah. One time for Trayvon Martin and Latasha Harlins, Oscar Grant and Emmett Till. All these dudes is average, rapping about the swag shit. Me, I'm just trying to keep it real.
Watch this, nigga. You can't fuck with LeBron, nigga. You can't fuck with LeBron, nigga.
Hey, what's up, world? You already know what it is, man. OG Ron C, Chop Star's Finest. And right now, you listening to The Perfect Attendance by my homie, Don Mallari, straight out the West. Keep riding, my G.
You know, God, I just been, you know what I'm saying?
Coming from a real nigga, you feel me?
Yeah, it don't feel good to watch your back, but
hell yeah, bro, this shit ain't
fleet troops that's rushing. So it goes, so it flows, I suppose. Out the concrete grew a rose, I saw it and I froze. Gunshots hit the innocent. Smaller gun killed a bigger man. You wanna grow up, hold up. Car slow up, pop trunk, roll up. I guess God had a different plan. Boy serving fiends on spice. Catch a body on the scene, get 25 to life. Say it's trifle, you snitching out of spite. You talk on the phone and they listening to mic. You come back home, homies chilling with your wife. It ain't right, yeah. Chilling in the west like beach nut. Real crust, I promise it's the best. Like, how could I forget? 59 Bissonette. I talk to T, a better yet, he talked to me. Over the years, he told me he was proud of me. Said, I gotta be exactly what I gotta be. I know for sure my back is what he always got for me. He said, they need books, they need cleats. Come back, tell your story to these alien streets. They need examples, they need to be reached. Come back, tell these brothers they don't need to be street. This is my Genesis, my Exodus, my Leviticus. Niggas die daily, what's the benefit? Little kids get guns and then get into killing shit. Damn, ain't that some stupid nigga shit? This is my opening passage, I see my brother get blasted. 22 years was how long his life lasted. Got me asking God why his life so tragic. I wanna talk to him, but they put some chalk to him. And he ain't alive no more. Can we stop killing each other, start healing each other, so we ain't gotta die no more? My mama got laid off, my homie slinging weight, dog. Why can't I prevent this shit? But since I can't prevent it, I guess I gotta vent and do my best to document this shit. My mama called me at 5, said our house had got robbed. I can tell she been crying for a bit. Got me asking why, God, I swear this can't be life, dog, cause I've been dying for a bit. And riddle the truth, but some Skittles and juice. Is a black man dead in the street? I'm feeling aloof, you probably feeling it too. Cause the next victim's you or me. Cops stop being asked to CID. Man, what the fuck, I don't belong. They pat me down and frisk me. Got me feeling filthy, I had to put it down in a song. Forget due process, today you just decide. And if the victim's black, then the killing's justified. Neighborhood cop, a neighborhood watch, it doesn't matter, he ain't coming out alive. Media told me that I should know my place. Sell drugs, fuck around and catch a case. You get a bid to see the grave, but work minimum wage or sign up as a recruit and join a base. You read the free Wi-Fi, the free Mumia, free Boosie, the free Troy Davis. Rather yell free the shooter than RIP the victim. I hope you got this on your playlist. You got 20 pairs of Jordans, but you about to get evicted. If they serve you in the morning, tell me which shoe are you living. All the shit I see got me losing my religion. If there really is a God, why the devil always winning? Got shot when I was 16, the summer got arrested. Took a break from school, so I'm gone for the semester. What good is Mrs. Wright if you mistreat or neglect a man? If you don't treat her right, someone else will treat her better. Yeah. Grew up in Houston on the southwest side. Nowadays we call it the SWAT. A-Leaf Claudine and Derry Ashford. That was my motherfucking block. Watching TV in the morning when my mama left the crib. Roaches in the kitchen swarming got me wishing I was rich, man. Bullets hit the crib and I was just a kid. But I'm the man of the house. Mama can't see me scared. She can't see me scared. Seen life from both sides, the broke and the elite. Shed tears from both eyes and rose to my feet. Phone call from back home, it's not looking too sweet.
Yeah, that's my man Don Malawi. It's your man DJ Big Stu. Don Malawi was in the building. You know how we do, we always got the stars. Just to keep y'all reminded, man, you know we're going to be doing our thing April 29th at Webster Hall. That's the East Side Story Movie Mixtape Release. And mixtape and movie release party. Definitely Mo Money, myself, Tony Stans, Buck Smooth, K-Vet, L Gunner, Everybody will be in the building. We also, you know, we're going to be rocking the house, popping bottles and all that. Also, my man Red Cafe will be in the building. Special performance by Red Cafe, sponsored by Coast to Coast Mixtapes, also Bad Boy and Hellgate Entertainment, Beef Stew Radio. We all will be in the building. Make sure you do that. Big shout out to my man Fat Cat. That's my homie. You know what I'm saying? Definitely big shout out to the homie. Definitely, you know we in there, baby, all day. Shout out to my man Lenny Green, Bebo, all my homies over there on the other side of town, the Wet Red Radio. You know what I mean? We doing it big. Shout out to the homies, Rich Kid, Trace Dog. You know what I mean? L Monday, welcome home. My homie L Monday, Eazy-E, welcome home. Waiting for the big Rob Stokes to get home. So things is going great, man. Things is good in the hood. So we just doing what we doing. I guess I'm going to get into some remix joints. A lot of people been saying, yo, Big Stu, why don't you play some of your remixes, man? So I'm thinking I'm going to do that. Shout out to my people, The Justice. You know what I mean? They definitely doing their thing, training the dogs and all that. Definitely teaching me how to you take the dog thing to the next level. You know what I mean? Shout out to Justice in the building. You dig? We in here. Now we're going to get down on some, you know, I'm going to get down on my famous remixes, man. Since people want to ask me, like, you know, hit me up on Facebook. Like, yo, Stu, man. What up, man? Stu, what's good, man? Hit me with the famous remixes, man. You ought to be wanting to hear them joints. So I'm going to get into it. Shout out to my Clue Block Club DJs. We in the building. This is how we do it, Beef Stu Radio. Tune in, man. Make sure y'all tune in with the kid, man. You feel me?
They got the streets on lock.
The streets on lock.
It's the Block Club DJs. DJs.
I bet you're wondering how I knew. Baby, 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 about to plans to make me blue.
Yeah, yeah, you know what it is, the D Block General chilling with the Block Club DJs, you heard? Nothing but that heat.
Between the two of us, girl, no, I love you more. It took me by surprise, I must say. When I found out yesterday, don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer would you be mine.
How you feel? Crucial decisions to make.
Block Club DJ.
Don't know if I'm Keisha, Felicia, or Amber. There's something about each one of them wrong and special. Been all around the world. Been so many girls with different qualities. Everyone seem to have something I want. Ooh, I need that. Couple things later, I'm swearing she's the one. Think I'm sure. Tell me what this romance will do. I gotta have her, but I want you to. I'm so good. I love her. love you. Going out for money, nothing I can do. Give me this. If only she could dress like you, and you could walk the way she does. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I need that. Couple scenes later, I'm swearing she's a thing come true.
DJ,
tell me what the problem is to do. I gotta have her, but
DJ,
I want you to. Oh, girl, I love you. All I want is her to say, oh, I could be the one. Something I could want.
I see you, man. Don't be smiling at me. I gotta have it now, what I'm gonna do. I gotta have her, but I want her too. So now I need help with my obsessions. I'm working on my addictions, like stopping for all the pretty girls in the cars I'll be whipping. In my position, I'm balling like the Pistons. I'm on fire, I stop dropping, I'm rolling, I watch them get it. They see the moon is like a vampire, bit them. I scoop them, hit them, and dip them, turn them into honey dip. The money get it, this is what the ladies be calling us. Acting like they ignoring us, really they be on all of us. And all of us, we can take a flight. You and her, and we can make it right.
I love her, I love you, I love her, I love her, and her too. And her too. If I could be the one, something I could be one. I love her, I love you, I love her, and her too. Say I could be the one, say you could be the one.
Lock Club DJ.
Down. zone.
Black,
Heavyweight, Clock World.
Once again, it's zone, the motherfucking psycho. Ice Cube, the Don Mecca, with my nigga DMX, huh? A diamond in the rough, huh? He gon' stay in the rough. East meets west, it's going down. Yeah, we be coming. Freaky vibrations close to fornication. Numbers get passed with ass information. Intoxication faded, inebriated. Designated driver, lava, I'm a diver. Blocking freaks in, all of them ten. Stallions, get them to pal in. Sitting on laps, bitch, we write raps. Back door access, you getting jealous? Standing online with designer umbrellas. Bad fellas running with the east side connection. In the kind of club where the stars check their weapons. Who wanna sex DMX, get naked? Until security show up to act.
Heavy hitters kind of figures. We be clubbing. Mix a bunch of heavy liquors. We be clubbing. All my live ass niggas. We be clubbing. Fucking all them go niggas. We be clubbing.
DMX. What Friday?
All I do is import to export. Transport to export. A nigga still breathing today. Cause the vest caught them slugs. You spit at me now. Get at me if you want more. Put a fucking hole up in your back. So what's the front for? Come on, baby. We some Lord Vegas. Catching niggas.
Up in the get on the float, up in the
I'm in the off your spine and move
if you need to move.
I'm a winner, baby, now.
it up a little bit, you know what I mean? We're going to take it to some classic joints right now. You know how I do it, DJ Biggs, dude. We're going to do it like this for a little bit. And we're going to get right back into it, y'all. Y'all know we in the building.
Until your return. dreams.